After the mass shooting that left 17 high schoolers dead in Florida last week, President Trump's response was criticized as slow after the president waited until overnight to address the country. It came a week after that the White House was riddled with controversy over its response to the scandal over former top aide Rob Porter, who was accused of domestic abuse. Critics said it looked like a White House in disarray. So in this age of the 24-hour news cycle, what should a White House's response look like after a national tragedy? For more on this, I got a hold of Rick Edmonds. He's a media business analyst for the Poynter Institute. And I asked him first what he expected the White House's response to look like after the Parkland shooting.
Well, I don't know that I had a very specific set of expectations, but my general reaction is that they went part of the way to saying and doing some of the right things that are typically done in these situations, but they were pretty slow even with that.
Right. So let's talk about what's typical then. What have we seen other White Houses in the past do in response to these sorts of national tragedies?
Well, I think to take the case of Sandy Hook, President Obama went there and met at some length with, particularly with the parents of the kids who had been killed. And, you know, I think that was a fairly natural move for him. And then I think some expression of not just sympathy, but outrage that this kind of thing is happening is typical and appropriate. When George W. Bush was confronted with some of these situations, I mean, I think he's a very outgoing person and empathetic, and he wouldn't have enjoyed it, but he was able to meet with survivors or grieving family members.
Right. So it's not enough to sort of address the nation. What else is expected to happen?
Well, I think showing by what you do and where you are that this really matters, and that you're I guess you'd say, joining in the mourning part of it as a representative of the nation. And I think certainly this is a perfect example of something that's highly upsetting to the nation, whether, you know, one knew any of these people or not.
Right, right. I wonder, is there any reason that the White House should be kind of slow in its response to this, should not immediately respond, maybe waiting for more information to unfold or to find something out? Is that something that is a consideration at all?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, I think in this particular situation, the resolution followed very quickly. There was not a question about who the shooter was. I guess there will be continue to be questions, as there have been over the last few days, about you know, who should have known what, and whether there were signs that were ignored. But I don't know that I don't think that's very much here nor there in meeting with families who lost their kids.
Yeah, yeah. Some in response to this, the Trump White House has faced some criticism and said that, you know, this looks like a White House in disarray, like things are not under control because of this response. Do you agree with that?
Yes and yes. I mean, I think it is some sign of that, of dysfunction. I don't know, disarray is a little strong. But I also think it's consistent with a variety of White House communications, whether they're in the context of a tragedy like this or whether it's something else entirely. To be specific about that, I mean, I think that the White House communications apparatus, number one, is sometimes encouraged to get out there and say things that are not really true or that really aren't very persuasive at all. We have the Sean Spicer thing about the biggest crowd ever. It's kind of a three-ring circus. They do their thing, and the president does his own thing in terms of Twitter and other direct communications. And then you've got kind of a core of sources and staffers within the White House who may be putting out a third message. So sometimes those are all aligned, but many times they're not.
All right. Rick Edmonds is media business analyst for the Poynter Institute. Rick, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Sure. Thank you.